Good evening and welcome into a special episode of Dollar Seduces. This is episode number 25. I'm Nate Wallen. You can find me on Twitter at Nate_Dirt19. I'm with, of course, my dude Rich. You can find him at FreedomBandito_FF. How are you doing tonight, Rich?
I'm doing great, man. Excited about jumping on and doing a little NASCAR with you guys. I think the last time I even got caught in the NASCAR was about 10 years ago, or maybe, man, it might have been longer than that. It was like Danny Hamlin breaking out his first season and everything. So I think he won Poconos that year.
Yeah, I don't know when that was, but my buddy Austin here, you can see him on Twitter at AM Slater91. Be sure to give him a follow, take a look. He's a lot better at NASCAR than we are, so luckily he decided to join us. How you doing, buddy?
Good. I'm excited to do this.
Yeah, he sits by second friend to get on here. Abe was with the last couple weeks. He would have been with us, but I think he's out of town now. He wasn't feeling real well earlier in the week. So.
Nope.
But yeah, we're here talking Daytona 500, DFS picks, stuff like that, head-to-head bets, pretty much all of it. It's something a little different than what we normally do, so it'll be fun to get going. But before we get started, I'll do all the other formality stuff. Obviously, you can listen to on Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Podbean, Spotify, Facebook. We got two pages running on there right now. Please hit the like and subscribe button for us. We appreciate that, and the bell so you know we're going live. We still got a ton of content going out this offseason. I know we had a little meeting tonight. I was on towards the tail end, but still going to be quite a few shows. Rich got a little secret show he's getting ready to start, which I'm looking forward to. Joe's doing a bunch of draft stuff right now. We did a Senior Bowl preview and review that are already out on the page now on our YouTube channel, so check those out. Like I said, there's a ton of good content. As well as that, toiletstyles.com. Still, all the stuff that we do is on there, videos, articles, everything. It's kind of one stop for it all, so please check it out. And last but not least, our Patreon, patreon.com/toiletstyles. Three different tiers. I'm not really going to go through them because, yeah, we do it all the time. So, but yeah, let's get into it. Like I said, it's something new for us all. I was lucky enough that my friend Austin here likes NASCAR more than I do. Not that I don't like it, but I just don't pay attention enough to it. So the one thing I do know, and Rich, I guess if you paid much attention or looked at, I know the biggest thing that I noticed that there's a new car this year. I don't know that, like, I can never really tell the difference. The only thing I know is that it only has one lug nut now instead of six or five, whatever they had before.
Yeah, so this new car is designed to keep competition a little bit closer than years past. Instead of manufacturers or teams being able to draw from whatever they wanted to for parts, they get their parts from a certain vendor. Here's what you have.
Was it, and did they run them at the LA Coliseum 2 weeks ago?
Yes.
Yeah, see, I guess I should have watched that because I didn't. I know, and then I guess at the duel, they ran it too. So they did have the duel. Today's Saturday, right? Yeah. So Thursday night, they had the duels. Brad Keselowski won and then Chris Buescher. And I know you said they are the same owner.
Yes. They run for the same organization. It used to be Roush Fenway. Now it's Roush Keselowski.
And they cheated?
Well, just because NASCAR took their wheels after the race, I wouldn't say they cheated. All the Fords ran really strong.
Well, I guess we'll find out. I did write down some notes on, like, the past winners just for gambling purposes. I don't think – actually, well, the only one that we – there was one Michael McDowell pick for top 10, but he won last year. Rich's guy, Danny Hamlin, won the 2 years before that. And then Austin Dillon and Kurt Busch. When I was looking at the previous winners, I laughed when I saw Kurt Busch because, like, I don't remember. I mean, but it's Daytona, so it's not like any other race.
Anybody has a chance in Daytona.
Yeah, I mean, hell, I can go down there tomorrow.
If you can survive the big one, you have a chance in Daytona.
I think I watched the Xfinity race today for about 20 laps, and there was a wreck about 14.
And they had a big one.
Yeah. Oh, look at the dumbass comment about Bubba Wallace. Turn that off. That's our buddy. That's one reason I said that. Being top five last year was Michael McDowell, Chase Elliott, Austin Dillon, Kevin Harvick, and Denny Hamlin. So we'll see if anything's going to be the same.
So I got a question.
Yeah.
I got a question for you. So you guys were saying the duels, it was Brad Keselowski and Chris Buescher, correct? Mm-hmm. Why is it, like I said, I'm getting back into this. So why is it that they're starting out row two if they won the duels?
it's part of how they qualify. So Wednesday they had qualifying. The top two in that qualifying group make the front row. So Larson and I believe it was Bowman.
Yep.
Yes. And then after that, the finish, however you finish in the duels sets the rest of the starting lineup for the Daytona 500.
And I'm assuming it's always been like that. Like I said, I've been out for a while, so yes. I'm trying to remember this. Okay.
How long is the duel? It's, I mean, it's a short race, isn't it?
It's 60 laps. I think that it's 60 times yeah, 200 miles.
Well, yeah, whatever. Like I said, I wasn't sure how long it actually was, but so we'll just go through a couple different picks we got. Oh, Kendall's even watching. Look at that.
Yeah, he told me he was looking for some advice tonight.
Hey, I'll just say
it now. So I told him to tune in.
I'll say it now since Kendall is commenting. He gave me a really good idea. I was the one that I brought up earlier, Rich, about having a little like player prop kind of contest every week through our show. And that was actually Kendall's idea. And he said he's going to try to win the jersey. So
I think that's a great idea. Fan.
He's a big Cowboys fan, but that's okay. I don't mind.
Okay, I don't like him no more. Jersey.
But first, I guess we'll start off winning drivers. This is all, like I said, I don't really know anything about this stuff, so I wasn't going to try to make guesses. Go and scroll whatever you need there. The one thing I will say, too, we talked about it beforehand, I think it's kind of important, you know, like if you're normal, let's say you're a unit, you bet, is whether it's $10 or $100, we don't really recommend, like, dumping the account on guys, you know, because it's so random. I mean,
it's a new car. It's Daytona. Anything can happen here.
Yeah.
So find value and hope your guy survived to make it to that last lap.
What did in that big wreck? Did it? Are the cars like are they tough or they fall apart?
You know, Logano crashed in the duels on the second duel the other night, and it held up pretty well, really.
I said I wasn't sure if it was going to be if they're any tougher or not, if they could take some abuse. But I said, we'll go. I guess we can go by lowest for the more of a favorite to win than anything. And I think even any driver you pick, just straight up pick to win, I think the lowest odds are like plus 400 or 500. I mean, so it's a crapshoot.
I think Denny is number one at plus 900. So
yeah,
nine to one.
So it's
a real crapshoot out there.
Yeah. Just, you know, and I think before it's like, I'll bet $5 on a handful of guys, you know, it's like, I lost $20, but it was fun to watch. So, the first one you said was Ryan Blaney, plus 1000. So he's our, I guess, the favorite out of the guys we do have, written down. What do you like him for?
Well, the Fords just ran really well in the duels. They seem to pack up better than anybody else. And he's always just found his way to make it up to the top five there in Daytona, or let it be Talladega, two similar tracks.
Yeah, I think, you know, if you're in the, you know, probably the top 15 in the last 5 to 10 laps, you probably got a chance to win, really. I mean, if you've got tires and you got fuel anyway, it seems like, because you never know what will happen. Next one, Eric Amarola. I don't know. I feel like he's been around for a little while. I remember his name the last few years anyways, but did he? No, he won. I don't know where he won last year, but
he won Pocono.
There you go. Plus 2,500. So see, what kind of cars he run?
He runs a Ford for Stuart Haas.
Are these all Ford drivers that we got on this?
Nope. There's a few, but, this is going to be Eric Amarola's final season in NASCAR. He's going to retire.
Huh.
Spend time with his family. So it's kind of a little MVM pick.
I like that. Bagley, you stink.
But he qualified. So the Chevys of Hendrick during qualifying ran 1, 2, 3, 5 with Amarola sitting there fourth. So he's got a fast car. He lost a draft in the duels, but you know, this new car, he didn't shift his gears fast enough, but I think he'll be just fine. He's got a fast race car.
Next one, old Bill Byron. Sorry, William Byron. I just like calling him Bill Byron. Sounds better.
Yeah, he's won here in the past. And once again, I'm not going to count those Chevys out because they didn't do well in the duels. I think they seen what they had going into the duels after qualifying, and they're just kind of holding their cards.
And who's he race for?
Hendrick Motorsports.
And they've always been really good. So he's
driving the number 24 car.
That's right. That's who it is. Like I said, I think regardless of the new car, whatever the package is, they probably got a pretty good chance to.
Yes.
You know, they're pretty good at what they do. So last one. Did you put this on there just for Kendall?
I did not just put this on there just for Kendall.
Oh.
But Denny Hamlin.
I thought it was Martin Truex.
Oh, I was looking at the wrong thing.
Sorry.
Yes, MTJ.
Yeah.
And it wasn't my original choice, but I got a little 8-year-old in the house. He goes, MTJ is going to win tomorrow.
Oh, well, if Hudson says
it. You know, when I hear confidence like that,
I like that.
I just got to go with it.
Hold on. Let me go change my DFS lineup real quick.
There you go. Hey, Rich, when we get some new t-shirts made, we need to make sure we go in for Hudson. He's like probably one of the younger guys that listens. He always listens.
Yeah.
And his mom just told us that when he's going to bed sometimes, he likes to turn the podcast on and listen to us. So I didn't know that we had soothing voices, but hey, you know, I like
book
that.
Book it. It's done.
Oh, phone locked up. Sorry. Lost my notes. The next one, there's obviously when you're just picking a straight up winner, the odds are, like we said earlier, really high. But a couple of long shot guys you like. I've never even heard of the first guy.
Harrison Burton.
Yeah, no idea who that is.
His dad used to race in NASCAR, but now Harrison Burton driving the 21 for Wood Brothers. And I kind of picked this car because 10 years to the exact date,
I like this.
The 21 car won. And this is also his second career NASCAR start. And when the last guy won in 2012, it was his second career NASCAR start. And that was Trevor Bain.
You know,
don't even know who Trevor Bain even was.
That's Abe's favorite line. He was on the show for the Xfinity race. I didn't know he's already retired and on TV now.
Yep.
I didn't think he really raced NASCAR that long, but apparently it's.
Yeah, I mean.
When you, yeah, I think that's what it is. I do know the last guy, though. Has he ever won a race?
Who we got?
Ty Dillon.
No. I don't know if he has, but he's always finished well at these super speedways. And at, you know, 100-1 odds. Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Why not throw $10 on them?
Yeah, it's worth a shot because, you know, they take the week
off.
I
was fixing to go and say, hold on, let me go change my lineup again, but I'll go ahead and keep him in since you're saying he's a long shot. And he finishes high.
I think that it's kind of just roll the dice. We'll see what happens. So we got a couple top 10 picks. These ones were all, when you're looking through all the odds, same with the top 20, they're not real, you know, like I said, we're kind of looking at value here just because there's no point in, you know, minus 500 and stuff like that on half the guys. Like, I'm not going to bet on anyways. I mean, I guess half your money back's fine, but it's not much fun. So what we got for the top 10?
Michael McDowell. He's even money at plus 100. I like him. He won last year. The next following race at Talladega, the Super Speedway, he finished third. He finished consistently in the top 15 here at Daytona. So I look for him to do it again.
Yeah, plus 100. I mean, that's.
I mean, you're just not going to find better odds.
No. And then, Daniel Hemric.
Daniel Hemric. It's his first year returning to NASCAR. He did race for Richard Childress 2 years ago, got booted for Tyler Reddick, and now he's back for Spire Motorsports.
Is Tyler Reddick still racing?
Yeah. Around the number 8 car.
I don't know if he did well enough last year to get it kept him in the seat or not.
Yep.
Well, good for him.
Yeah, he's quite the wheel. But I like Hemric. He had a fast race car in qualifying. I think he'll find his way up there.
Yeah. Well,
if he survives, all these guys got to survive. Exactly. At the end of the day, we have to survive.
So yeah. Quick note. I was just reading while you guys were going through this. McDowell was the fastest in a Friday's practice.
In Friday's practice, I'm not 100% sure. I mean, I went through everything, looked at everything.
That's nice. He said he just read online.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm trying to be part of the show, so I'm just throwing out little nuggets and everything as I'm reading.
You already know more than I do, so you got that going for you. That doesn't take
he actually sense. Ran a 192.678 miles per hour.
Yeah, McDowell, I mean, he is a super speedway racer. This is what he's good at. And he drives a Ford, which the Fords are fast. He's going to pack up with the Fords, and he's going to go with them.
Note to self, let me change my lineup real quick.
He's going to put a bunch of lineups in.
Hey, we'll get into DFS strategy for this race in a minute.
All right, then. Let me hold up then. Good. Continue.
Go ahead, the last one. Top 20.
top 20, Cody Ware, plus 200, driving the number 51 car. You know, he looked pretty good in practice. I think he can survive to make it. I mean, lower funded team, but, you know, for making top 20, I mean, all the odds are like minus 150 for top 20. So, you know, if we're going to stay with betting, you know, a half unit bet, this is where the value's at.
Well, maybe running in the back of the pack will help out when somebody wrecks in
absolutely
the middle.
He's got a little more time. That's kind of the Toyota strategy.
There's a bunch of head-to-head bets, and it's kind of the same thing we've been saying with the value. We haven't really, I mean, not that I know anything about it, but we were kind of rattling off to each other. He was saying, like, nah, it's not really worth it. But the one you do like was, you say,
Hamlin over Logano, minus 120. Logano wrecked his car in the duel, in the second duel. Typically in years past, when you wreck your original car, you go to a backup car, which he will go to a backup car now. But it's usually a backup car for a reason. It's not as good as what you're planning on running the 500 with. So
yeah.
I don't know if that's going to be the same case this year since they're all kind of equaled out.
Yeah.
But
we'll see how equal they are. I feel like that's a bunch of – I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. We're going to see. We're going to find out.
Yeah. This might be my favorite bet. I just throw this in there because we were laughing about it. Is the winning car number be odd or even? This is like the dumb Super Bowl bets I like to make. And while most of the guys, we said odd. That's what we're going with. So, Rich, I guess you can't bet in Oklahoma yet, so it doesn't even matter.
Hey, but I could bet on here and you guys could place it for me.
Of course. Let me know. I'll do it. Yeah. But we're going with odd because, well, Truex is odd. Kyle Larson, of course. Odd.
Kyle Larson.
Hamlin.
Hamlin.
I don't know what Michael McDowell's number is.
34. He's an even.
Oh well.
But
I'm going to go with 35. Even.
Oh, of course. Rich goes the opposite of what I do, and he usually wins because I'm usually wrong.
All right.
Good. I think the last one was just like DFS lineup stuff. We didn't really take any actual notes of like it, but he'll give you some strategy for.
And
he can make you a lineup.
Do you do DFS?
I don't on NASCAR, but I'm doing it tonight since we're on the show. So do you want me to go ahead and tell you my lineup real quick?
Do you have draft? What do you do it through? DraftKings or
DraftKings?
FanDuel?
DraftKings.
Okay, that's perfect. I like DraftKings way better.
Because since I was getting on the show, I was like, you know what? Let's go ahead and do it. I'm going into the 2.5 million, the big one.
Hey, let's win that.
Yeah, that boy.
And then if I win, I'm going to say right here on this show,
right.
My man Slater got it.
That's right. All right, let's hear what you got going on.
All right, so I was kind of listening to you guys talk off before we got on, kind of taking some notes and kind of seeing value-wise and everything. So to make sure that I could get Danny Hamlin and Kyle Larson in there because they both – Hamlin's at $10,500 for on the salary cap, Kyle Larson $10,200. So I want to kind of keep them in there just based off the name and what I'm hearing and stuff. Obviously, I hope they finish in the top 10. You know, you want to try to get as many in the top 10, top 15 to even have a chance. But – to get those, you got to go ahead and get some value and everything. And so I took Cody Ware at 4,800, Ty Dillon, 5,200, W. Byron at 9,400. And I threw in just now Truex Jr. because you said so.
I love
it. Your young one said. So, but the thing is, though, that leaves me with 1,100 left over. And when I play DFS, I always say, oh man, I got to spend that money.
No.
So. There you go.
No. When it comes to this super speedway race, money on the table is what you want. You want to be contrarian because using up all your money does not mean anything here. Somebody's going to finish ahead of, you know, you're going to have a guy that's worth, you know, $6,500 finishing ahead of a guy that's worth $9,500. Yeah. It's just going to happen. And that's how I've won some of my big contests, just leaving money on the table. Yeah, even as much as $4,500 I have. So, just...
It seems like, especially with, like you said, Super Speedway is more like, if you, the more you leave it, not saying the more you leave, but like they're just a random...
It's random.
Yeah. Yeah. So, which can make good or bad, I guess. It just kind of depends.
Yep. And, I mean, I like Denny. He's going to score a lot of points if he finishes the race up in the top 10. He's probably going to have 60-some points. if he finishes the race. But if you hedge against him, you know, he's probably going to be 50% owned.
Yeah.
So if he does get involved in something and you do not play him, you could be in good shape. Now, that's why I make multiple lineups when it comes to this super speedway race. When it comes to like a mile and a half track or a 1 mile track, I'll make one big lineup because I'm pretty confident in what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Here, you just don't know what's going on.
Now, like Joey Logano starting in the back, is he somebody you put in the lineup because to get the passing points? I mean, if that car's running well, I mean,
yes, absolutely.
I mean, because he's obviously a guy that knows what he's doing, and if he's going to start in the back, you know, should be able to weave his way up and get extra points.
Yeah, I mean, Hamlin, he will probably make his way in the top 15 in the first 5 laps.
I mean, where's he starting at?
30th.
Oh, I didn't realize he was starting that far back, I guess.
Yep, he had a bad duel. He went in the pit road a little heavy and spun out, and he got in bad shape.
Not good. But I think last year we were listening to you guys talk about it. It was always like guys starting in the back that are, you know, proven drivers kind of helps too, just because, you know, you get points for passing, not just leading laps. So
yes, absolutely.
Oh yeah. You confident in your NASCAR rich now? You ready?
No.
Hey, Austin Dillon's another good one.
Yeah.
Too. Starting 36.
Austin Dillon?
Guy's a monster at this track.
You might just make 2 lineups, Rich.
Yeah, that's my best advice. Make a couple lineups, be a little bit different, leave some money on the table.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, I'll tell you what I'll tell you what I will be doing that I haven't done in the past 10, 15 years. I'll be watching Daytona 500.
Absolutely.
It's actually, I think I'll try to stay awake through it. That's fine.
No, you know what? I used to go to races, dirt races when I was a kid and everything. And man, I would love going. What's that?
We got them all over down there.
Well, no, this was in Oregon. This is up in Oregon. Oh, and actually, a friend of mine that I went to high school, he races in local event, like events and stuff like that. And man, I don't know where he's at right now as far as how he moved up, but he races trucks. So
He races in the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series.
I don't want to say he races there. I just know he races a truck. Oh. So I don't know as far as how big of a race he's been in.
They raced yesterday, didn't they?
Yes, in the Xfinity race today.
Who won that?
Austin Hill. Awesome. There's a big one, and he just happened to be leading when the caution came out in the last lap.
That's the one thing. There's 2 things I don't like about NASCAR. That they finished under caution. I guess a lot of race. Oh, and I don't like the stage thing. I don't understand why they do that. Like, why we gotta stop? Just keep going.
Well, it's intended to let everybody get back together, keep the competition closer, so it's not like an F1 race.
No, see,
where you got like a 20-second lead on somebody.
Well, boring. Be better.
Boring.
It's the same thing with like when somebody's winning 55-7, and the team that's winning by, you know, that's winning 55, they get their, everybody's mad at them because they scooped their running into the ground. It's like, well, maybe that team shouldn't be so bad. You know, maybe you should do that.
And I agree.
Yeah, I don't know anything about this stuff, so. That's just my 2 cents. But
yeah, but it's talk like this gets me more interested. Where I want to get back into it now.
Hey, we can do. We'll talk it. I don't care. We can talk all the time. You know, give us something to talk about.
Yeah, once we get a flow of this new car and what it's doing, I'm going to be ready to lay some money down.
Yeah, as I said, don't, you know, only bet what you can afford to lose.
Yeah, right? I mean,
don't dump the whole account.
This week we're at Daytona crapshoot. You just don't know what's going to happen. You can't get a real feel for a team. Next week, Auto Club be a little better. And then I think
Phoenix?
No, that's in California.
Oh.
No, they'll go to Phoenix, I think, week 3 or week 4. I think Vegas is week 3. But that's when we're going to get a real feel of who's got this new car figured out and who knows what they're doing out there.
We should have just met Rich out in Vegas for the race.
No, come down to the Texas Motor Speedway, man, next time. Do they still race there?
Oh, yeah.
That's about 2 hours from here.
Oh, yeah?
Is that close?
Yeah.
Huh.
Close to me. Well, every time we go down to do some shopping down in Texas and stuff, we always drive by there. The place is huge, man. You don't realize how a big something like that is until you drive by it.
You need to talk to the higher-ups there at Frito-Lay and tell them they need to do some sponsoring, get us a box to sit in.
Well, my boss told me that if I finish in the top percentage and stuff like that this year, he's gonna buy me season tickets to the Raiders.
Oh,
no shit.
Yep. Good luck. Going here for Frito-Lay, man. They'll spend any dime they can to make sure we finish up in the top 10.
Hell yeah.
But we're top dog anyway, so.
I know you are. Hey, we all know. But, well, I don't got much else. Like I said, quick, short show, but like I said, cover what we want to. And I think, like I said, we'll do some more of these. I'm not saying it's every week. We'll kind of see how that goes. But, you know, once we get a little more good with the colors.
Get a good vibe.
Yeah, see where things are at.
And see something I like.
Hell yeah. So
I'd be willing to jump on anytime.
Hell yeah. I was glad we were able to. It's the first time recording two people in one place, and it worked out. So
yeah, actually worked out perfect.
Yeah, just had me and computer a little bit and use my phone for the notes. So it all worked out. But, well, you got anything else for him?
Nope. Pretty much just on your lineup, stay contrarian, leave some money on the table, and cross your fingers. Be there for that last lap.
Don't close your eyes when they wreck, so you can make sure your guys get off through too. So
yep. That's the best part of watching.
That's right. Well, good luck to everybody. Make it a profitable one. And we'll see you again soon. Rich and I'll be on next week to recap all the NFL stuff we talked about throughout the whole season, our preseason bets, and see where I was wrong and he was right. And hell yeah. So let's see. Kendall says, bet afford to win. That was one thing too. I don't know if DraftKings have manufacturer win.
They didn't, and they pulled it down probably because Ford was going to be -200 right now.
Yeah, so I did see on a different app that you could do that, but we just kind of did everything off DraftKings. So,
but don't count them Chevys out. I'm telling you right now, I think they were holding their cards. They didn't want to show that hand that they had after qualifying.
Hey, Justin and Kendall, one of these days we'll just have to get together and we'll just all be on the show at the same time. We can all talk NASCAR. You guys can talk about it and I'll just sit there and laugh. So,
me too. You
know, yeah, and Rich will be there too. And we'll get Abe too. We'll have a big old round table. So, hell yeah. Well, thanks for tuning in. Make sure you like and subscribe to the website, ToiletStyles.com. Follow us on Twitter at ToiletStyles. You find Rich, FritoBandito_FF. Myself at Nate_Dirt19, and of course Slater at AM Slater91. Thanks again for joining us.
Absolutely.
And look forward to doing it again, man. We'll talk to y'all soon.